We've been looking at launching into the US, and we've been planning that throughout the sort of last half of 2019 and into the half of 2020. Now, the decision for us was, you know, the markets are crashing. There's a lot of, you know, rattled of confidence, and said, do we go ahead with it? You know, despite all these things that are going on, and this is very similar with Brexit as well. If you wait for the outcomes of like political or sort of social events to manifest itself, then you're never going to get anything done. So, you know, our thing is, well, we're doing it anyway. You know, people seem to be backing it and want to do it anyway. So the net was, we didn't have as nice a video as what we would have had. We weren't able to interview all the teams as we would have liked. We weren't able to, you know, showcase a lot of the assets that we had, but, you know, we were able to work sort of more agilely to be able to put something together. And it came out really well, and the campaign was overfunded in a couple of weeks. And now, you know, we're kicking on with America. Signed up my East Coast warehouse yesterday. We've got products in the West Coast warehouse, and we'll be stocking in retailers and online in the US. We've done free crowdfunding campaigns, and the crowdfunding campaigns and the price have been very much linked to our turnover. So we did a crowdfunding campaign in 2017. That was for $500,000. The market cap of the company was 5 at that time. We did one in 2019. We raised $1.4 million at that time. And the market cap of the company was $25 million. And then the recent crowdfund campaign that we did was $1.5 million again. And market cap was just over $50 million. But it's all been relative to how much, you know, what our turnover's been. It's not just that you're putting your finger in the air and you're thinking, well, this year I'm going to put the price at that. It's quite formulaic.